May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God. Amen. The courage of Mary's yes strikes me every year. Her how can this be, and then here I am, let it be, leaves me speechless. Really? An angel shows up and tells you you're going to have a baby, and not just any baby, but the one who will reign over the house of Jacob forever, so no pressure. And oh yes, you're not married, but no problem. Mary's yes to all of that is crazy. Really crazy and risky and scary and so incredibly courageous. And it leaves me thinking about what it takes to say yes, because saying yes almost never comes without some sort of risk. Last week, Lois asked us to consider who we are, and this week, with just 3 days to go before Christmas, I wonder if we might take a moment to think about what it means for us to say yes, and in particular, yes to Jesus. Each year, as I consider this passage, I wonder, what if Mary had said no? I mean, I think about the few times I have truly felt like I might have an inkling of being called to something. It took me literally years to say yes to ordination, mostly because I was pretty convinced that God had the wrong girl, but also because it was really scary and I knew I was going to have to risk. Still, there are moments I wonder. Saying no is so much easier, and it comes with so much less disruption. On some level, each of us said yes to Jesus tonight, sitting here, participating in this community's liturgy, saying yes to the prayers and the responses together. Even if we're not sure what to do with them, we came. Even if we're not totally sure what it means, we have allowed ourselves, if only for tonight, to be a part of a larger story. And sometimes, I don't think we completely understand how counter-Western culture this is. To say, I don't stand alone. This story I'm allowing myself to be a part of is bigger than my own. We put so much emphasis on being autonomous individuals, which of course we are, but sitting here, if only for tonight, we have opened ourselves to the possibility that we might be connected, that we might have chosen to be a part of something bigger, something else. Saying yes to Jesus is, I think, saying yes to participating in community, to considering that maybe there is more to just me in the decisions that I make, to listening to community, to discernment for the voice of God. This has been yet another hard week in our world. Children were killed in their classrooms in Pakistan. Hostages were taken in a coffee shop in Sydney. And in what could have been and may still be an opportunity for all of us to look for difference, to figure out who is us and who is them, a woman named Rachel Jacobs started, I'll ride with you. I'll ride with you. In support of Muslim men and women. I read about this morning, and it began when she noticed a Muslim woman taking her head cover off in Sydney and getting off the bus. Rachel Jacobs apparently got off the bus too and ran after her and said, come on, get back on, I'll ride with you. And then started a hashtag inviting people to consider participating. And I think I was looking at it before we came up, and Andrew, it was like there was over 1,000 of them being used a minute. In a minute. On some level, we say yes to participating in something larger than ourselves, despite how scary the world can be. Yes, Mary said to the angel, I'll take the risk. I will participate in a story that is bigger than my own because it's good for the world. Mary became a part of our story. Those who say yes to standing for love of neighbor also become a part of our story. So often Mary is described as meek and mild, this gentle soul who almost sounds powerless to me. But I would like to submit that I think that she's pretty courageous and bold. Maybe you've heard this before, but an unmarried young pregnant woman was a bit of a problem in the time that she gave birth. She was not a power holder, and yet her yes was so incredibly powerful. In Nadia Bolz-Weber's piece that she put out a couple weeks ago called The Virgin Birth, Fact or Fiction, she wrote the following. In joining the church in a confession of faith, whether in the Sanctus or in the Creed, we say this is our story. And to say something is our story is a powerful, life-shaping thing. But this is not your story. It's not your creed. It's the church's story, the church's creed. And you and I are a small part of the church. I think I've said this before, and it's probably my favorite quote from the Animate Faith series, but saying yes to participating in this community is, I believe, a willingness to consider the possibility of looking for Jesus in people who are as completely as irritating as I am. Saying yes to Jesus is to risk the possibility that, in fact, I might not be the most important person in the room. It's to be vulnerable. It's to offer belief in something larger and more magnificent than I could possibly imagine. It's to say yes to a truth that is rooted in love for other, in a passionate response to justice speaking, to looking for God in everything and giving up control and believing in forgiveness, in working to ensure the safety of my neighbor, even in what can sometimes feel like an overwhelmingly scary world. It's hard and it's demanding. It insists that we take the gospel seriously, that we take God's participation in the world seriously, that we watch for God and we tend to her. It's not the kind of thing that I could so quickly say, let it be, to. I needed to think about my own yes for a long while. Before saying yes to Jesus, I needed to talk to others in community to think about what the greater implications in my life were, because I knew that it was and still is entirely possible that I would be terrible at it. Saying yes to Jesus is something I work hard at every day, and some days I'm far more successful than others. But on this night, which is the longest night, which means that tomorrow it starts to get a little brighter, thank God, I wonder if we could think about what it looks like in our lives to say yes. If you're still not sure, what would it take for you to say yes? What does or could that yes look like for you?